This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of August 2024. Essence, sweet children, the greatest father does not make you important people make a lot of effort. He says, just remember two words, Alpha and Beta. Question. What is the spiritual father's main task through which he experiences pleasure? Answer. The spiritual father's main task is to purify the impure. The father experiences great pleasure in purifying you. The father comes to grant salvation to you children. He makes all of you Satopratan, because you now have to return home. Simply make this one lesson firm, I am a soul, not a body. It is through this lesson that you can have remembrance of the Father and become pure. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. The father experiences pleasure in purifying you children. Therefore, he says, remember the purifier father. Only the one father is the bestower of salvation for all. No one else can be this. It is at this time that you understand that you definitely now have to return home. In order to inspire you to make more effort, the Father says that it is essential to have the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is only by having remembrance that you become pure, then you have to study. Firstly, remember Alpha, the Father, and then the Kingdom. You are given directions for this. You know how you take 84 births and change from Satopratan to Tamopratan. You come down the ladder. You now have to become Satopratan again. The Golden Age is a pure world. There, not a single person is impure. These things do not exist in the Golden Age. The main aspect is to become pure. Now become pure, for only then will you go to the new world and become worthy of claiming a kingdom. Everyone has to become pure. There, no one is impure. Those who make effort to become Satopratan are the ones who will become the masters of the pure world. This is the one main aspect. You have to become Satopratan by having remembrance of the Father. The Father does not make you make a lot of effort. He simply says, consider yourselves to be souls. He says again and again, make the one lesson firm, that you are not bodies but souls, that's all. Important people do not read a lot, they are given the essence. Important people are not given any difficulty. You know how many births it has taken you to change from Satopratan to Tamopratan. It would not be said to be 63 births. It takes 84 births. You have the faith that you were Satopratan, that you were residents of heaven, that is, the masters of the land of happiness. It was the land of happiness that was also called the original eternal deity religion. They too were human beings, but they had divine virtues. At this time, human beings have devilish traits. It is written in the scriptures that the kingdom of deities was established after a war took place between the devils and the deities. The Father explains that you were previously devils. The Father came and made you into Brahmins. He shows you the way to change from a Brahmin into a deity. However, there was no question of war between devils and deities. It has been said of the deities that their religion was the highest religion of non-violence. Deities never fight. There cannot be any question of violence. How could there be a war in the divine kingdom of the Golden Age? Would the deities of the Golden Age come here to fight with the devils? Or would the devils go there to fight with the deities? Neither is possible. This world is old and that world is new. Therefore, how could a war take place? Whatever people listen to on the path of devotion, they continue to say, true, true. Their intellects do not function at all. Their intellects are absolutely like stone. In the Iron Age, people have stone intellects, whereas in the Golden Age, they have divine intellects. That kingdom is of the Lord of Divinity. There is no kingdom here. The kings of the Copper Age were also impure. They had crowns embedded with jewels, but they did not have a crown of light. That is, they were not pure. There, everyone was pure. This does not mean that they had a halo of light above them, no. The halo of light in the pictures is shown to indicate their purity. You too are becoming pure at this time. Where is your light? You know that you become pure by having yoga with the Father. There is no trace of vice. The vicious kingdom of Ravan will have been destroyed. Ravan is shown here to prove that it is still the kingdom of Ravan. They burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but he does not get burnt. You are now gaining victory over him. Then this Ravan does not exist. You are non-violent. Your victory is through the power of yoga. All your sins of birth after birth are to be absolved through the pilgrimage of remembrance. When do your innumerable births start? When do your sinful acts start? It is you who belong to the original eternal deity religion who come first. It decreases by 2 degrees when those who belong to the Sun dynasty become part of the Moon dynasty. Then their degrees gradually decrease. The main thing now is to remember the Father and become Satipratthana. Those who became Satipratthana in the previous cycle will become that again. They will continue to come. Everyone is number-wise. Then, according to the drama, when they come, they will come number-wise in the same way. They will come and take birth. This drama is made in a unique way. You need sense to understand this. Just as you have descended, so you also have to ascend. You will pass number-wise, and you will then come down here number-wise. Your aim and objective is to become Satipratthana. Not everyone will pass fully. After 100 marks, they continue to decrease. This is why you have to make a great deal of effort. It is in making this effort that you fail. It is easy to do service. The way you explain at the museum indicates how much you study. If a head teacher sees that someone is not explaining accurately, he would go and explain. He would go and help him. One or two guards are also given the duty to see whether everyone is explaining accurately or not, or whether they get confused if anyone asks them anything. You understand that service at exhibitions is better than service at a centre, and that service at the museum is better than at the exhibition. There is a good display at the museum, and those who will see it will go and tell others about it. This will continue until the end. The words Godfatherly World University are good. There is no mention of human beings in this. Who inaugurates this? The father said that when you invite eminent people to come for an inauguration, many others would also come when they hear the names of eminent people. Many will come because of one. This is why the father wrote to Delhi telling them to print the opinions of important people, so that when people read them, they will say that all of those important people come to you and give very good opinions. It is good to have those printed. There is no question of magic, etc. in this. This is why the father continues to write that you have to make a book of all the opinions. You should also distribute them here. It is said that the body is false and Maya is also false. Everything is included in this. There are many who say that this is the kingdom of Ravan, the kingdom of the devil. Whoever the kingdom belongs to, he should be the first one to be concerned. They say, purify us impure ones. Therefore, everything is included in this state of impurity. Everyone calls out, O purifier. Therefore, they must surely be impure. You have created an accurate picture in which it shows whether the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the purifier, or whether it is the rivers and lakes. There is a pool at Amritsar where all the water becomes dirty, but those people consider it to be a lake of nectar. The Maharajas have cleaned it, considering it to be a lake of nectar. This is why the name Amritsar has been given. Even the water of the Ganges is considered to be nectar. That water becomes so dirty, don't even ask. Baba has bathed in those rivers, etc. That water is very dirty. People pick up mud from it and rub it on themselves. Baba has experienced this. Baba has adopted an old, experienced body. There is no one who is as experienced as this one. He has also had the experience of meeting great kings and viceroys, etc. He also used to sell millet and barley. In his childhood, he would become very happy earning 4 to 6 annas. Just look at where he has now reached. Look what this village urchin has become. The father also says, I enter an ordinary body. This one did not know of his own births. The father sits here and explains how he finally became a village urchin after taking 84 births. The divine activities are not of Sri Krishna or Khans, the devil. To break a pitcher of butter, etc., all of those things that are said about Sri Krishna are false. Just look how simply the father explains. Sweetest children, as you sit and stand, as you move, simply remember me alone. I am the highest on high, the Father of all souls. You know that all of you are brothers, and that that one is the Father. All of us brothers remember the one Father. People call out, O God, O Ishwar, but they don't know anything. The Father has now given his introduction. According to the drama plan, this is called the Age of the Gita, because the Father comes at this time and gives you this knowledge through which you become elevated. A soul adopts a body and speaks. The Father too has to take the support of a body to perform his divine alokic task. For half a cycle, human beings become unhappy, and so they call out to him. The Father only comes once in each cycle. You play your parts again and again. The deity religion is original and eternal, but the foundation of it no longer exists. Only their images remain. Therefore, the Father says that you too have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Your aim and objective is in front of you. That is the original, eternal deity religion. There is no such religion as the Hindu religion. The name Hindu is taken from Hindustan. Just as sannyasis refer to the place of residence, the Brahm element, as God, in the same way this land where they reside has been referred to as their religion. The Hindu religion is not the original and eternal religion. Hindus go in front of the idols of the deities and bow down to them. They sing praise of those who were once deities. Those same deities have become Hindus. Their religions and actions have become corrupt. All other religions are still in existence, but the deity religion has disappeared. Those who were worthy of worship later become worshippers and worship those deities. So much has to be explained to them. So much is also explained about Sri Krishna. He is the first prince of the Golden Age, and so the 84 births also begin with him. The Father says, I enter this one at the end of the final birth of his many births. Therefore, he would surely tell you about his account. This Lakshmi and Narayan became number one. Therefore, the one who was first then becomes last. There was not only one Sri Krishna. There were also others who were part of the Vishnu dynasty. You know these things very well. You must not forget these things. Museums now continue to be opened, and many more will be opened. Many will come. People go to the temples and bow their heads. You also see that when devotees come to you and see the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, they place money in front of it. You say here, it is a question of understanding, not of placing money in front of them. If you were to go to the Shiva temple now, would you leave money there? You would go with the aim of explaining, because you know the biographies of all of them. There are many temples. The main one is the Shiva temple. Why do they keep other idols there? If they place money in front of each one of them, then that becomes an income for the priest. So should that be called a temple to Shiva, or a temple to Shiva's family? Shiv Baba has created this family. The true family is of you Brahmins. The saligrams represent Shiv Baba's family. Afterwards, we become a family of brothers and sisters. At first, you are brothers, and then when the father comes, you become brothers and sisters. Then, after you go to the golden age, the family becomes even bigger. Marriages also take place there, so the family expands even more. When we reside in our home, that is, in the abode of peace, we are just brothers, and there is the one Father. Here you are the children of the Father of humanity, brothers and sisters. There is no other relationship. Then in the kingdom of Ravan, there is a great deal of expansion. The Father continues to explain all of these secrets. Yet, he still says, "Sweetest children, remember the Father, and your sins of innumerable births will be removed. Your sins will not be cut away by studying. Having remembrance of the Father is the main thing." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to pass with full marks, make your intellect satapratthan and divine. Change your gross intellect into a subtle intellect and understand the unique secrets of the drama. 2. Now perform divine and alaukic acts like the Father does. Become doubly non-violent and have your sins absolved with the power of yoga. Blessing. May you be a karma yogi and experience blessings by keeping a balance of karma and yoga. A karma yogi is one whose every act is yogyukt. A karma yogi soul keeps a constant balance between karma and yoga. By keeping a balance of karma and yoga, you receive blessings from the Father for your every act anyway, but you also receive blessings from whomever you come into contact with or have a relationship with. When someone does something good, blessings emerge from your heart for that one because that act was very good. To consider something to be good is the blessing. Slogan. The practice of putting a stop to your thoughts in a second will bring the Karmatit stage closer. Om Shanti.